From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
I'd like to say that the patch of brownish shrubs that passes for a garden in my backyard is the result of my superior conservation ethic, but it's not. In truth, I'm lazy. I'd rather read about gardening than actually do it. This didn't stop me from gloating, though, when I read that Californians use huge quantities of the state's water to keep our lawns and gardens a brilliant green. At least I wasn't contributing to this environmental disaster, I thought. But a few days later, I had to admit the truth. I also lust for green. I had spent several days at a campground in the Mono Basin, the location of one of the most hotly contested water battles in the state. The campground is surrounded by a large, well-tended lawn. One afternoon, I returned from a long hike in the desert adjoining Mono Lake. Walking across the lawn, I felt a sudden urge to fling my body on the sweet emerald grass and wallow in pure, unadulterated green. As I lay on my back watching the clouds float by, the scent of newly mowed grass wafted up to overcome the stringent smell of dry sage. I was in green heaven. It seems we view green as good, brown as bad. We call our money greenbacks and always want more. Green is the color of calm. Hospital rooms are often painted green. To be new is green, a greenhorn. But brown? Brown is withered, dead. Brown noses are toadies, earning brownie points. Not good. But the flip side of green is jealousy. We're green with envy when we long to be something we're not. In California, we long for the look of Ireland. If the state won't comply, at least our gardens will. Maybe it's time to get over green and celebrate brown. How about accepting California's natural color and rejoicing in our golden, caramel, russet, tanned, and auburn hills as they wait for their brief fling with green before coming home to brown? Instead of feeling guilty about my neglected garden, I could then look it in the eye and feel proud. With a Perspective, I'm Carol Arnold.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.